Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We are so excited about what God is doing even in this day and in this hour, and we are so glad that you have made it your decision to join us this morning for a time of prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, thank you for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning. We're going to ask each intercessor to please keep your prayer time to about 10 minutes. Thank you again for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. This morning, we're going to have Cheryl to open us up, followed by Pauline, followed by Carla, followed by Sharon, and I will do the closeout. So that's going to be Cheryl, Pauline, Carla, Sharon, and I will close out again. Thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. Cheryl, please go ahead and open us up.
Thank you, Father God, for we are in your presence this morning. We bless your name, O God, for there is none like you, Father. So this morning we come early to say, Abba, Father, we are in the place to hear from you this morning. Thank you, O God, for being Jehovah this morning. Thank you, O God, for loving us, O God. Thank you, O God, for your divine presence in our lives. Thank you, O God, for we are rising to say that you are God and God alone. So this morning, Father God, as we stand in agreement, O God, as we bow and we reverence your presence, O God, as we yield our spirits, minds, and our bodies to you this morning, we thank you, O God, that your spirit is with us, O God. We thank you, that, O God, that your spirit gives us what we need for this very hour. So, Father God, as you meet us at the point of our needs this morning, we come, O God, asking, O God, for newness and renewed minds this morning. We thank you, O God. Thank you, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba, Father. Thank you, Abba, Father, this morning, as you look upon us, O God, as you give us, what we are in need of this morning. We thank you, Abba, Father, for washing our minds this morning. We thank you, Father, this morning for renewedness in you. We thank you for restoration by the power of your spirit. We thank you for your spirit that is with us this morning. So, Father, we confess this morning. We confess this morning. We bring ourselves to you. We humble ourselves to you this morning. Thanking you, O God, in advance for cleansing, O God. Thank you for the renewed mind this morning. Thank you for washing us with hyssop this morning. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to be in your presence this morning, Father God. Everyone that is on this line this morning, as it's going out in the airways, O God, we thank you. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it this morning. We thank you, Father, for giving us this time of intercession, O God. Sometimes, Father God, it seems like it's impossible to push through, but the Spirit of the living God is with us, is giving us the strength that we need. And we thank you, O God, that you are our God, and we come against any falsehood and any lies that are hovering in this atmosphere, because you are greater than he that is in the world, O God. We thank you, O God, for renewedness this morning. We thank you, O God, for we yield our minds and our spirits this morning, washing us anew, O God, giving us our daily bread. We thank you for the benefits that are in you this morning, oh God. We thank you for the benefits of healing this morning. We thank you for the benefits of deliverance this morning. We thank you for the benefits of salvation that is full and free, the liberty that we have, oh God, in you. So, Father, we lift up, oh God, the liberty that we have in you this morning. We thank you, Father, for washing and cleansing the atmosphere, making it conducive for signs and wonders. We thank you for the opportunity, oh God, even through the network that we're on, that it is being fortified by the Spirit of the living God. We thank you for the network, oh God, that we're on, oh God, that we can reach, oh God, in places, oh God, that we cannot physically be. But we thank you, oh God, for this network, for the Prophetic Intercessors Network that is coming to before you this morning on behalf, oh God, of our loved ones, on behalf of, oh God, of our young women, oh God. We're standing in agreement this morning, oh God, as you've given us the power to tread on serpents this morning. We stand in agreement this morning, oh God, as you've given us to speak into the atmosphere, oh God, signs and wonders to renew, oh God. We thank you this morning as you've given us this opportunity for your word. Your word is everlasting. Your word is true and is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we speak, oh God, daily benefits this morning. We speak this morning provision, oh God. We thank you, God, for this morning, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, as watchmen on the wall, oh God. We stand in agreement that we're not to pray and not to faint. We stand in agreement, oh God, for your word is sure, and your word says that heaven and earth will pass away, but we stand in agreement, oh God, that your word, oh God, is coming forth. So we speak in the atmosphere this morning by the power of your Holy Spirit, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, through the authority of wisdom and understanding and spiritual knowledge that you've given us, oh God. We stand in agreement this morning, oh God, that your word says that we can come, oh God, on behalf of those, oh God, that are in a place, oh God, of disparity, oh God. Your word says that we come in agreement, oh God, that we can to raise up, oh God, those situations, oh God, that we have, that have been placed on our hearts. So this morning, our hearts are full, oh God. Our hearts are full this morning, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you've given us, oh God, your spirit, the fruit of your spirit, oh God, the fruit of your spirit, oh God, that we're able to come against the wiles of the enemy, oh God. And we thank you this morning, oh God, as we live by the Spirit, oh God, and that we're gratified by the Spirit, oh God, and that the Spirit, the sinful nature is destroyed by the power of the Spirit of the living God. Even though that the Spirit, oh God, the Spirit of nature is against the Spirit of you, oh God, but you're greater, and we thank you, oh God. So this morning we speak, oh God, against the sinful nature of God, of human trafficking, oh God, that Spirit that has come to destroy, oh God, that spirit that has come to snatch, oh God. But we're standing in agreement this morning as intercessors, oh God, empowered by the Holy Spirit to snatch back, oh God, those that have been caught up, those who have been taken by surprise, oh God, those who have had their places of their minds of low self-esteem, oh God, and they've gotten caught up and misunderstood, oh God, for the spirit of destruction has wounded them in, oh God, that has pulled them into a place, oh God. But we're coming this morning thanking you, oh God, that we have the power of your spirit to speak against that spirit of human trafficking, oh God. The spirit of human trafficking, oh God. That spirit of slavery that is here in these 21st centuries that has taken our young women, our young adults, oh God, and our men, oh God, to a place of disparity, oh God. But you are greater. You are powerful and you are sure, and your love is merciful this morning, oh God. So we speak the love of your love and grace and mercy over them this morning, oh God. We speak and we send it to the atmosphere, oh God, your mercy and your grace, oh God, to find them in places where they are, oh God. And Father God, we know that you are with them, oh God. And because you've given us this burden to pray, oh God, to praise and without ceasing, oh God, so as we see the change come, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for those, oh God, that have been pulled away, and we pull them closer to you this morning through the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, oh God, that we can stand in agreement. We thank you, oh God, for the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, that is in us, oh God, so as we are able to minister, oh God, this morning on behalf of them, oh God, with love, joy, and peace, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your goodness and your faithfulness and your gentleness, oh God, towards this situation, oh God. We ask, oh God, that they are in places, oh God, this morning, that the Spirit of God will find them, bring them back, oh God. And as they're coming out, oh God, that we are there for them to wrap our arms around them, oh God. We are there, oh God, with the
the spread of your fruit, oh God, to be able to love them through this situation as they are going through and being restored back to the rightful place. Father God, we come, oh God, this morning in advance, oh God, for doing this, oh God. We come this morning, gracious God, thanking you, oh God, that the spread of human trafficking is pulled down this morning, that we even pray for law enforcement, oh God, against this divide, this spirit, oh God. We pray for law enforcement, women and men of God that are in places, oh God, where the law is being rewritten against, oh God, against those, oh God, that are in this place, oh God. So, God, we destroy that spirit, oh God. We pray for the law enforcement, for the agreement, oh God, that they will stand flat-footed against this diabolical spirit that has come to destroy, oh God. We pray for the law enforcement, for our law, oh God, the law of the land, oh God, that will be favorable against the spirit of human trafficking, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the spirit will come, oh God, to convict those, oh God, that are hiding out under the sinful nature, oh God. We pray this morning, we believe, oh God, there's going to be a turnaround, oh God. We lift up, oh God, those organizations that are coming against the spirit of trafficking that are standing in agreement with the word of God. We thank you for Street Grace this morning, the organization that has been formed against human trafficking. We thank you, oh God, that we're in strategic places, oh God, in our nation, in our community, to come against this spirit, oh God. And we all know that we're more than conquerors in you, because you said, oh God, that we are more than conquerors in you. So God, we thank you, oh God, that you're doing a new thing, oh God. That we thank you, oh God, that we will hear of testimonies, oh God. We even pray, oh God, for that man and that woman and that have come to destroy, oh God. We pray for their hearts to be turned around. We pray that they will confess, oh God. We pray that they will come, they will turn themselves in, oh God. We come against the internet, oh God, that is a tool to draw the men and women into this place of human trafficking, oh God. And Father God, we know that you're in this with us, oh God. We know that you're with us, oh God, that you're giving us the burden, oh God. We know that you're with us, oh God, and so we thank you, God. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you, oh God, for deliverance. We thank you, oh God, for restoration. We thank you for the new laws that are on the books to turn this situation around, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're doing a great thing, oh God, against this situation. We pray for every family that's been affected by human trafficking, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the spirit of forgiveness, oh God, to rest, rule, and abide in these families, oh God. And that, Father God, as they're still in agreement, and as our loved ones and these women and men are coming out, oh God, that we'll be there to stand with open arms, oh God, to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, to give them what you have given us, your love, your peace, and your joy. And we thank you, oh God, for the turning around, oh God. And God, we will stand in agreement with your spirit against this sickness that has taken place in our nation, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for you are doing great things. And we know that all things are working together for the good. And we know that you're with us, oh God. And as your word says, that you will never leave us or forsake us. So we stand in agreement as we continue our prayer of intercession, oh God, on behalf of our nation, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, as we continue this prayer, oh God, on behalf of our families. We stand in agreement this morning, and as we come in agreement, oh God, against the brokenhearted this morning. We honor your presence. We honor your presence, oh God. And we believe you, oh God, as we believe that you soon are coming back for us, oh God, for a church without a spot or wrinkle. So we will continue, oh God, to lift up your name. We will continue to lift up the blood of Jesus over human trafficking. We will continue to declare your word that we are, oh God, who you called us to be, the watchman on the wall. And we thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you for this intercession network, oh God, that stand in agreement against those things that are in our nation that we are to continue to pray for. And we will are, oh God, we honor your presence, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and we believe it to be so.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we lift you up this morning. Father God, we magnify your name this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus, your word declares, for this cause you came, that you might destroy the works of the devil. And, God, we thank you on this morning, Lord God, for your power, for your all-powerful, Lord God, your mighty acts, your works. Father God, we lift you up on this morning. Father God, we thank you on this morning. We are living in the last days. Father God, as we look around us, God, we can see all the signs that are pointing, Lord God, to the times that we are in. And God, even as we lift up, Lord God, those that are involved in human trafficking, Lord God, we want to, Lord God, lift up our politicians, God. Father God, we lift up, Lord God, those, Lord God, that set policies in place, Lord God, those, Lord God, who might be involved in these things behind the scenes. God, even as we see what is going on in Washington, Lord God, with the impeachment process, we have leaders now, Lord God, that will look at wrong and call it right. We have leaders today that will look at a lie and say it's the truth or pretend they don't see. So, God, we know that we are living in the last days. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're going to pull the covering off of everything, God. For those who, Lord God, are involved in trafficking, Lord God, oh my God, Jesus, that would cause this thing to permeate and to continue. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will reveal the truth. Oh my God, Jesus, Lord God, your word declares, Lord God, oh my God, that in you, Lord God, we live, we move, we have our being, God. And Lord God, that there will be nothing hidden, God. Oh my God, so we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to expose the truth, Lord God. Let truth, Lord God, be known. Oh, my God, reveal the truth this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus on this morning, Lord God. Oh, my God, to remember our governors, remember our mayors, God. Lord God, look down, Lord God, on our city council members, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy today, Lord God. Father God, you know. Oh, my God, we pray even, Lord God, for the electorate, God. Oh, my God, that we are wise, God. God, give us wisdom, God, that when we go out to choose to elect these people, to put them in offices, God, Lord God, that we see their character, God, that we are able to know more about them, Lord God, other than that they're running for political office. Oh, my God, Jesus, because there's such evil, Lord God, that's permeating the atmosphere, God. And, God, there's so many, God, that appear one way in public, but, God, behind the scenes, they're devious and their deeds are evil. And, God, we don't know their hearts, but you do. And so we pray, God, today for wisdom, God, especially to the body of Christ, that we are, Lord God, more wise, God. Oh, my God, even as your word declares that we ought to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. God, give us wisdom, God. Help us, Lord God, to do your will, God, in every area of our lives. And so, God, even as we're approaching a major election on next year, Father God, we see what we're dealing with now. Oh, my God, Jesus, at one point, the Roman Empire, God, was large. Oh, my God, at one point, the Egyptian Empire was large, but they are no more. At one point, God, we had, Lord God, the Persian Empire. Oh, my God, Jesus. And God, we see, God, from the signs of the times, God, that America, God, oh, my God, it's coming to a close. That America's leadership around the world is coming to a close. And God, we don't know who is going to rise up in her place. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus this morning to give us wisdom. Oh, my God, give us wisdom, God. Oh, God, there's some things that you've spoken about in the word that must come to pass. And, God, you say, when these things happen, then shall the end be. And so, God, we ask you in these last and closing days, God, that you give the church, give the people of God, oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, give us stickability. Give us, Lord God, the ability, my God, to stand. And having done all to stand, to still stand, oh, my God, in the face of adversity. Oh, God, Jesus, Lord God, you say, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pray today in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every, oh, my God, every senator, every representative, God, in the House of Representatives, God. Father God, you see them, God. When they close, Lord God, their doors at night, you know who they are behind the scenes. God, you hear every conversation, God. We have to wait, Lord God, for things to seep out, God, and for whistleblowers, God. Oh, my God, to put stuff in the atmosphere. But, God, nothing is hidden from you. You knew all these things were happening behind the scenes, and, God, you allow it to come in the open. So, God, we ask you today, God, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, pull the covering off every secret and evil work. In the name of Jesus, God, we put Donald Trump in your hands, God. We put those, Lord God, that
Lord God, that obeyed him, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, and aid him, God, in wrongdoing. God, we put them in your hands, God. And we ask you, God, to deal with them. Oh, my God, Jesus, we ask you to deal with them. Oh, God, Jesus, when Jezebel, God, threatened the man of God, threatened the women, the people of God, oh, my God, and told Elijah that she was going to feed his body to the dogs. Oh, my God, she found false witnesses, God, that were able to testify against Naboth, God, and see what he did not do. And, God, in this day that we are living in, God, there are false witnesses that are rising up, God, to call lies truth and truth lies, or to pretend that they don't see what is before our very eyes. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to be the kind of God that will deal with this in open, God. Oh, my God, that others may fear and tremble, that people will know that there's still a God in heaven. Oh, my God, Jesus, that holiness is right. Oh, God, there was a time, God, when people used to live in sin, God, but yet they were fearful. And so, Lord God, they did not publicly declare a lie to be truth or the reverse. But God, we're living in dangerous times now. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to get in the inner working, God, of the American system, God. Get in the inner workings of the political system, God, behind the scenes, God. And upturn some stuff. Overturn some stuff, God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we pull on your anointing this morning, and we ask you to do what no other power on earth can do, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the power and the spirit of God, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, oh my God, Jesus, let it get into the innermost parts of our lives, God. Oh my God, and earth overturn some stuff. Oh God, help us to pray. God, help us to seek your face. Oh my God, Jesus, you said to your disciples, can't you tarry with me, oh my God, just for an hour. Oh God, and the scripture declares that they fell asleep. Oh my God, Jesus, and the scripture declares, Lord God, oh my God, that every time that Jesus would wake them, they would go back to sleep. God, we are in these last days. God, don't help us to fall asleep. Oh my God, Jesus, everything around us should cause us to be a five alarm fire. God, should cause us to be fully awake. God, we cannot sleep in the spirit. Oh my God, God, help us. Help us, God, to cry out to you. We need to be praying, God, on all four watches of the day. We can't be sleeping, God. We can't just be praying once a day and think it's okay. Oh, God, Jesus, our world is in trouble. Our churches are in trouble. Our homes are in trouble. Oh, my God, God, keep us, God. Oh, my God, even as the songwriter says, keep us near the cross. God, let it be in the cross, be our glory ever. Oh, my God, Jesus, we are in trouble. And we pull on your anointing this morning. And we ask you, God, great intercessor, to intercede for us. Intercede on the behalf of the church this morning. Oh, my God, God, you say, Lord God, if you don't shorten the days, God, even the very elect, oh, my God, shall be deceived. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to keep us. Keep us, Lord God, that the enemy can't get to us. Keep us, Lord God, that we don't fall into sin. Keep us, Lord God, that we are not snatched out of here, God, at our appointed time, God, and we would hear, depart from me, I know you not. Oh, my God, keep us. God, keep us, Lord God, from wrongdoing. Keep us from evil thoughts and evil works. Oh, God, keep us. Oh, my God, Jesus, keep us, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God, because, God, if you don't keep us, we cannot be kept. Oh, my God, Lord God, the arms of flesh will fail. Oh, God, Jesus, Lord God, even the prophet, the man of God declared, oh, my God, that even when I wanted to do right, that evil is always present. And because we are clothed in this human flesh, oh, my God, it will take us in places we don't want to go. So, God, we ask you to keep us. God, we ask you, God, to keep us. Keep us, Lord God, in the faces of adversities. Keep us, Lord God, oh, my God, Jesus, with money. Keep us when we don't have money. Oh, God, keep us when there's infirmities in our bodies, God. And, God, keep us when we are well. Oh, my God, God, we ask you to keep us this morning. Oh, God, we pray for your keeping power and your saving grace, God. God, remember those who are not saved, God, and especially those who don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, but they come into church day after day, God. oh God, week after week. And Lord God, having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Oh my God, Jesus, have mercy. Oh God, it's a dangerous thing, God. Oh my God, to be in the house of God and yet be lost. So God, we pray, Lord God, we come against every deceiving spirit this morning that will want us to think, Lord God, that we are one way, but we're not. God, help us, Lord God, that we will not be like the man that look at himself in the mirror, God, and straightway forget what he looks like. God, help us to evaluate our lives against the word of God. And God, help us to make adjustments. We pray in the name of Jesus on this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray that your might and your power, God, will keep us in these end times that we're living in, God. We pray, Lord God, for your power, God, to be our portion. Oh, God, be our Ebenezer on this morning. We pray that you keep the church of God together, God. And God, Lord God, even as Asaph declared, God, that his foot almost slipped. God, we pray, Lord God, that you keep our feet together. Oh, God, order our steps, God, in the name of Jesus. God, hold us, God, in the palm of your hand, God, and don't let go. And God, we pray today, God, that you intercede for us like you did for Peter. Oh, my God, that our faith do not fail, God. In these last and closing days, God, don't let our faith fail us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, don't let our faith fail us, God. Oh, my God, God, keep the fire burning, God. Cause our fire not to go out. Cause us not to throw in the towel, God. Because we know, Lord God, based on what is all around us, God, that you're coming back. And you're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And you're coming back for a prepared people. Oh, my God, keep us, Lord God, because holiness is still light. And God, you said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. God, help us to live holy, God. So, God, when you come, you'll find us, God, ready to go with you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep us, God. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you on this morning, oh God, and we give you glory on this morning, Father God. We come boldly before your throne of grace on this morning, God, to obtain mercy and to receive grace in our time of need on this morning, Father. Father, we come standing in the gap on this morning, oh God, and making up the hedge, Father God. Oh God, for we know that you are a very present help, oh God, in the time of need, Father God. So we lift up on this morning, Father God. We lift up those, Father God, that are in bereavement on this morning, Father God. Those who have lost loved ones, oh God, those who have lost their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift them up before you on this morning, Father God, for we know that you are the God of all comfort, oh God, and you are the God of all strength on this morning, Father God, so we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would comfort their hearts on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you would help them even in this time, Father God, in their time of grief and their time of devastation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, even in the time of despair, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you would give hope to the hopeless, Father God, in the name of Jesus on this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray on this morning, oh, God, that you would be their strength, Father God. God, I pray on this morning, oh, God, that you would, oh, God, pour in the oil, oh, God. My God, and that you would soothe and that you would mend, Father God, and that you would heal the hearts on this morning. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you would be their peace, oh, God, even in the midst of their storm on this morning, in the time where they're going through, Father God. I pray that you would show yourself strong, Father God, and I pray, oh God, that you would show yourself mighty on this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, Father God, that even as their hearts are overwhelmed, Father God, with the devastation of the loss of their babies, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, God, that you would lead them to the rock, oh God, which is higher than they are on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would lift the spirit of heaviness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, that you would just move in the midst, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would provide, oh God, a place, oh God, a rest, my God, inner rest, my God, inner peace on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, you are the God, hallelujah, who knows how to comfort, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would just move, oh God, hallelujah, in the midst and on their their behalf on this morning, God. We lift up the mothers before you, Father God. We lift up the fathers before you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, God, that they will be able to feel your presence, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bring them great consolation. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up the souls before you on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we lift up the lost before you. We lift up our loved ones before you, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even those, oh, God, that are residing in the household with us, oh, God, and they're not yet saved, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray on this morning, God. We know, God, that it's not your will, God, that any man shall perish, but that all men come to repentance, oh, God. My God, and we know that you're not slack concerning your promises, oh, God. My God, but you're long-suffering towards us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. But we pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will save on today, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, your word says, oh, God, that no man cometh to you, oh, God, unless you draw them, oh, God. We pray for a drawing, my God. We pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to draw, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh, God, that the Holy Spirit, oh, God, will begin to break up the fallow ground, oh, God, hallelujah, that you would give them a heart of flesh on this morning, God. Give them a heart that is pliable in your hand on this morning, my God. I pray on this morning, Father God, that you will cause them to become broken before you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, oh God, that you will open up the blinded eyes on this morning, my God. Oh God, that you will cause the veil to be rent, my God, hallelujah, from their eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will see, oh God, my God, that they will see, oh God, that they will look up, oh God, huh? Oh God, that they will be seeing you, oh God, that they might live, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, unstop their deaf ears on this morning, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you will turn their feet, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will turn their feet from mischief, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will begin, oh God, to give them appetite. Oh God, give them an appetite for you, oh God. God, let the world begin to be distasteful, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, God, for the souls, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that they will begin to cry out to you. I pray that you would give them a mind, my God, to want to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, I pray on this morning, God, for the lost on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You're able to save, Father God, hallelujah, God. You're able to save from the uttermost to the guttermost, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're able, oh God, hallelujah, God, our God, to reach in the lowest of the places, my God, our God, and pull them up out of their pits on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you're able on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, to break the arms of fetters of iron on this morning, God. You're able to loose the chains and the shackles, my God, the things that will hold them bound, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will loose, oh God, the spirit of Paul and Silas on this morning, my God. God, that you will cause the prison doors to become open on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, that you will, oh God, that you will open the doors, my God. Our God, of those, oh God, that are bound by addictions on this morning, my God. Oh God, open the prison doors of perversion, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you would open the prison doors of depression on this morning, my God. Oh God, I pray that you will open the doors on this morning, my God, of shame and guilt, oh God, and condemnation, Father God. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, even the doors of deception, oh God, where the enemy has deceived their minds, oh God, polluted, oh God. Our God, the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will open every door, oh God. My God, hallelujah, that have hold your people bound, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray on this morning, God, that you will release your anointing, oh God. Oh God, that will destroy the yokes on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, oh God, for deliverance on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray that you will shatter, God, that you will utterly destroy, Father God, every stronghold. God, destroy, oh God, hallelujah, the stronghold of the strong man, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will loose, oh God, that you will break, oh God. So soul ties on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, even for the emotions, oh God, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would deliver your people, oh God, from emotional bondage, oh God, that you would deliver your people on this morning, oh God, from mental bondages, my God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would deliver them, oh God, even, oh God, hallelujah, from being in prison, oh God, in the soulish realm, my God, in the name of Jesus, those that are bound in their will, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray on this morning, oh God, God, that you would deliver, oh God, that you would heal, Father God, that you would set free, Father God, oh God, that you would make whole on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, we come against every spirit on this morning that will bind, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every spirit that will hinder, every spirit that will delay, my God, every spirit that will stop and block, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against every opposing force on this morning, my God, we come against the spirit of opposition on this morning, God, we come against the opposer on this morning, my God, oh God, that will oppose, oh God, your people, oh God, and keep them from entering in, oh God, to the will of the Lord, to keep them from entering into the rest, oh God, your word says that there remaineth a rest, my God, for the people of God on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, I pray on this morning, my God, that you would deal with the mind, Father God, and we come against the spirit of confusion on this morning, God, we know that where there's confusion, oh God, there is an evil work, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so we, oh God, we break the spirit of confusion, oh God, we pray for sound minds on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would deal with the minds on this morning, God, every confused mind on this morning, my God, every double-minded man on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, I pray on this morning, God, that you will cause, oh God, there will be a transformation of the mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will transform their thinking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against the strategies, oh God, of the enemy on this morning that will come to deceive, my God, every lying and every whispering spirit, my God, every spirit that would disguise itself as a spirit of light, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that would distort the truth, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against it on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the demonic forces on this morning, oh God, over regions and over territories on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, that you will reveal, God, that you would unveil, that you would uncover, Father God, that you would expose and you would exploit, my God, that you would bring to an open shame, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, I pray on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, for the spirits, oh God, that are reigning, oh God, the spirit of witchcraft, my God, in the name of Jesus, the witches and the warlocks, my God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the spirits of the occult, oh God, that are infiltrating, oh God, hallelujah, territories and regions, my God, even our churches, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray against it, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but I pray, oh God, you said that when the enemy, oh God, comes in like a flood, oh God, that you will lift up a standard against him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, so I pray, oh God, that you will raise the standard, my God, I pray, oh God, that you will shine the light in darkness, oh God, I pray that you will destroy the cords of wickedness, oh God, that you will loose the bands of unrighteousness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, I come against everything that will distort your truth, Father God, everything that will twist your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, your word says, oh God, that we should know the truth, God, and the truth shall make us free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, so I pray on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, that we will take authority, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, my Lord, oh God, that you would give us a spirit of discernment, oh God, help us to see in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, help us to discern, my God, God, what is of light and what is of dark, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, what is a truth, oh God, and what is a lie, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you will heighten our sensitivity, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God,
God, that you will begin to give us to see, oh God, that we will see, oh God, God, that you will sharpen our eyesight, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, give us a sight as an eagle, oh God, that we will begin, oh God, to identify the enemy afar off. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, oh God, that we will hear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will hear, oh God, the voice of a good shepherd, oh God, that a stranger we will not follow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just pray for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, God, that you would strengthen us, oh God, God, in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen us, oh God, not only on today, but even in the days to come, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us be strong in you, oh God, and in the power of your might, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray on this morning, my Lord, oh God, that you would, oh God, give us faith, oh God, God, strengthen our faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, that we can believe you the more, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, give us to be built up on our most holy faith on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, and I pray that you would give us the strength to combat, oh God, every wow, God, every trick, every trap, every snare, every plot, every plan, every scheme, my God, of the enemy on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, you said you've given us all power, God, over the enemy, and that we can tread on serpents and over scorpions, oh God, and all the workings of the enemy, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, every spirit of deceit, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would expose it, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every conspiring spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every spirit, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will conspire, oh God, every confederacy, oh God, those that will operate in secret, my God, oh God, I pray that you will shine the light, I pray that you will pull the covers off, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would strengthen us, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, your word says that one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will put 10,000 to flight, my God, in the name of Jesus, and whatsoever we bind on earth, oh God, it shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, oh God, it shall be loose in the heavens on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, so we come against the workings of the enemy, my God, we come against the workings of defeat on this morning, my God, we come against the works, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will oppose the kingdom, God, that will oppose your plans, that will oppose your purposes, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against the spirit of resistance, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but let these spirits, oh God, become subject to your spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so we thank you on this morning, my God, God, for the anointing, my God, that will destroy the yokes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you will break the yokes, oh God, oh God, off of the necks of your people, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for a liberty on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, for whom the Son sets free, it's free indeed, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, my God, there is liberty, oh God, I pray, oh God, my God, that there will be such a liberty, oh God, over your people, Father God, and you said that all souls belong to you, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, but I pray liberty on this morning, I pray freedom on this morning, my God, I pray emancipation from bondage on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, even those that are going through in secret, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, I God, for a divine release on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will release them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, and I thank you, oh God, that you're able on this morning, my God, there's nothing too hard for you, oh God, but you're able to do exceedingly, oh God, and abundantly, oh God, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power, God, God, that's working in us, oh God, so I thank you on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, and I release, oh God, liberty on this morning, my God, I release freedom on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, oh God, and I pray every door, my God, that has been open, oh God, that we've given the enemy leave.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We stop and we pause, oh, God, just to give you glory and honor. We thank you, oh, God, for allowing us this privilege, oh, God, to be in the land of the living. Thank you, oh, God, that you've joined us together as your body of Christ. Thank you, oh, God, that you even have allowed us, oh, God, to be able to embark on this season of thanksgiving. And so, God, we pause to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for whatever situation we are in, God. We thank you. We thank you for the valley experiences, oh God, and we thank you for the mountaintop. We thank you, oh God, that you've allowed us to be in the land of the living in our right mind. We thank you, oh God, that you held back the hand of terrorism. Oh God, that you didn't allow man to consume himself. And so, God, with all that's within us, we bow ourselves to your sovereignty, and we thank you for being our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer. And so, God, this morning we come, oh God, with the thought and the intentions of thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you for our family. We thank you, oh God, for each individual, oh God. But we lift up our families on this morning. Oh God, we lift up, oh God, every member of our family, and God, those that are our friends, those that are around us, oh God, those that are affected by us and those that we are affected by, God, we lift them up on this morning because we need you like never before. God, we need you, oh God, to hear our cry and God, to hear our plea. And so, God, on behalf and as in intercessors, God, we come standing in the gap. We are broken, oh God, and we need you to mend us. I confess, oh God, that there are fathers that are against their sons, that there are daughters that have risen up against their mothers, oh God, there are husbands that are fighting with their wives, and God, we need you. We need you, oh God, to fix our hearts. And so, God, this morning we are coming to you asking you for your mercy and your grace, that you would be with us, that God, you would deliver us from the state that we're in. But we realize, oh God, if you deal with our heart, oh God, if you deal with our emotions, oh God, if you teach us how not to submit to the bait of Satan, oh God, we realize that our life would be better, oh God, that we would be, oh God, what you have created and caused us to be. So God, this morning, we are bowing at your sovereignty. We're asking you to forgive us. We need you to wash us and to cleanse us, and God, to mend us back together. We need you, oh God, to heal us. We need you, oh God, to forgive us if we have been the offender. We need you, oh God, to do what only you can do. We can't do it of our own selves. So we call in on the power of the Holy Ghost. Allow it, oh God, to rest, to rule, and abide in our homes. God, as we gather in thanksgiving, oh God, and there's brokenness amongst our family members, we ask, oh God, that you be in the midst. We ask, oh God, for those that don't want to come because of offense, oh God, because the enemy has come in like a flood, oh God, and has caused our family members to be at odds with each other. We ask, oh God, that you would break the strongholds, that you would destroy the hands of the enemy, that God, you would send your healing power, that you would send your delivering power. God, we take off the mask this morning, and we stand in the need of prayer this morning. We need you, oh God, to visit our families, oh God. We need you, oh God, to deliver us, oh God. We confess, oh God, that yes, we have been offended, but God, you as our Lord and Savior, we have offended you. And so, God, with the very same forgiveness, oh God, we ask that it will rest, rule, and abide in our heart, oh God, this morning. And God, that you would send your healing power. Heal us, oh God, from the
inside out. Send your delivering power, oh God. We've been offended by the church. We've been offended by our friends. We've been offended on our jobs. Oh God, we've been offended by our family members. God, we are in a mess, and we need your power. We need your anointing, oh God. We are offended, oh God, by the things that one church does, by what another doctrine is said. God, we are offended by everything. Yet, oh God, you was offended, and they killed you, oh God. They nailed you to the cross. They spit in your face, oh God. They beat you with lashes, oh God. And yet you stood on the cross and you said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So God, we need you as our example. We need you, oh God, to teach us how to forgive. We need you, oh God, to touch our hearts. We need you, oh God, to mend us back together. We need you, oh God, to break strongholds. We need you, oh God, to deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Oh God, we need you this morning. We need you, oh God, to make us afresh. We need you, oh God, to put us back on the potter's wheel. We need you, oh God, to cleanse all unrighteousness from our hearts. We need you to purify our hearts, oh God. We need you to bind our mind to the mind of Christ. We need you to cleanse our hands from all filthiness. We need you, oh God, to fix us. God, we are broken, and we need your hand to fix us on this morning. And so, God, even as we gather during this time, there's some, oh God, that have not family members to gather with. God, we ask that you would be with them, oh God, and then we know that there's some families that will gather, and there will be members that are absent because of death, oh God, or because of violence. Oh God, we need you, oh God, to be in their midst. And then, God, there are family members that are offended with other family members. Oh God, I lay my family at your feet on this morning. And we ask, oh God, that you would break every stronghold. Oh God, the offense, oh God, that has come because of the death of other family members. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that your hand would be in the midst, oh God. And God, we pray, oh God, and we lift up, oh God, this morning, oh God, our family members. I lift up my brother and my nephew, oh God, that have offense against each other. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, not just for them, but God, for those, oh God, that are enduring some of the same things. I pray, oh God, that you would break the stronghold, that you would tear down, oh God, Satan, oh God, and all of his imps, that you would get into their mind and their hearts, oh God, that you would change their thoughts and their intentions, oh God, that you would, God, take their heart, oh God, and that you would make it become a heart of flesh, oh God, and God, that you would deliver and set free. I pray for every daughter, oh God, that disobeyed her mother, oh God, but and caused affliction in family. I pray, oh God, that you would send your delivering power, oh God, and deliver. Wake our eyes up, oh God. Open up our eyes to your truth. Help our ears, oh God, to hear your gospel and your truth, oh God, that we may change, that we may turn, that we may be delivered. We pray in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and we come against everything that the enemy has set in our path, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for biting the bait of Satan. Forgive us, oh God, for being unaware of the wiles of the enemy. Forgive us, oh God, because you told us in your word, oh God, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Forgive us, oh God, for being so distracted with the pleasures of this world that we've allowed Satan to come come in, oh God, and to deceive and to destroy our own families. And so, God, we are asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God, and you would give us another chance to get it right, that you would deal with those hardened hearts, that you would change those minds, oh God, and God, that you would cause their perception and their vision, oh God, to change. For God, we realize and we recognize that we are right in our own eyes. But God, this morning, we confess that we want to be right in your eyes. We need your eyes, oh God, to see even others that are broken, oh God, so all they can give us is brokenness. But God, this morning, we come asking you, oh God, that you would deal with the brokenness. Deal with us, oh God, where we are. Deal with our heart and our mind, oh God. Deal with our ways and our thoughts. Deal with the words that we speak out that are offensive to others. Oh God, we need you right now. And so we lay ourselves, oh God, as representatives of our family and our family members, of those that are around us, of our friends, of our community, of our country and of our nation. We lay ourselves, God, at your feet, asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us, and God, that you would mend us, oh God, break us to make us, oh God, and mend us back together as you have created and ordained us, oh God, and called us to be. We pray in the name of Jesus that this Thanksgiving, oh God, will be a time and a season of mending, oh God, that this Thanksgiving, family members will come back home, that this Thanksgiving, fathers will find their sons, oh God, and learn how to love, that this Thanksgiving, oh God, will be a Thanksgiving, oh God, where brokenness will be mended. This Thanksgiving, oh God, we pray that we would give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh God, we pray that you would raise up the intercessor to stand in the gap for us, your people, in the name of Jesus. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray, oh God. Teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray, oh God. Teach us what to pray, oh God, that this Thanksgiving will be a Thanksgiving, oh God, that we can give you your glory and your honor with our family members. And we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just begin to give him worship on this morning. Hallelujah. If we could just begin to open our mouths in the sound of worship, the sound of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Every praise, hallelujah, giving God glory this morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bye-bye.